Today's daf is Menachos Daf Ayin Beis. We left off on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. We're right in the middle of a sugya. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph spoke about being kotzer l'shachas. If you do a katsira for the sake of feeding your animals, you just cut enough to you cut the grains when they're not fully grown. You're just cutting them to feed your animals. So is that a violation of katsira prior to the katsira sa'omer, which we know is an isser to cut grains prior to the katsira sa'omer? So the Mishnah had said, just first, the Stam Mishnah said, Kotzer l'shachas machla behema. You're allowed to be Kotzer l'shachas to give to your animals, but we had a machlokas tanaim, probably what that means, Kotzer l'shachas machla behema, where Rabbi Yehuda says, that's only bizman shemaskel ad shelo hevi shlish, that's only prior to the grain growing one-third of its growth. If it has already grown one-third of its growth, then you're not allowed to be Kotzer, then it's called a legitimate Katsira, even if your intention is only to be machla behema. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds, yiktzer v'yachlaf misha hevi shlish, that you're allowed to be Kotzer even if it's already grown one-third of its growth. It's not called Katsira when you're only cutting it to give to your behemah. That's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Then on Amud Beis, we had Rabbi Meir's Shita in regards to Peya. We discussed what is going to make a natural boundary in between two fields in regards to Peya to consider the two fields, two separate fields, and therefore require two separate chiyuvim of Peya. So Rabbi Meir's Shita was that if you're kotza l'shachas, Rabbi Meir held that if you're kotza l'shachas, that itself is mafsik between the two fields. So what does that tell you? That tells you that Rabbi Meir holds Kotzer l'shachas is not called a katsira. If it were called a katsira, it wouldn't be mafsik between the two fields. It just shows that you're beginning to be kotzer your one large field. That doesn't make a hefsik between two fields if it's just a katsira. The fact that it's not a katsira therefore enables it to become a hefsik. So we were trying to figure out yesterday, Rabbi Meir holds Kotzer l'shachas is not called a katsira. What's he talking about? Does he mean Kotzer l'shachas when it's not yet one-third grown? Does he mean Kotzer l'shachas after it's one-third grown? And whose shita in the Mishnah does he line up with? So the first thing we wanted to suggest is that Rabbi Meir is going just like the shita of Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon is one that held that Kotzer l'shachas even after it's one-third grown, is not called the katsira. So Rabbi Meir is also talking about even after it's one-third grown. But then we rejected that, and we said, no, Rabbi Meir only holds that we said Iyam Bishlama that it's Bishalohe Vishlish, right? It would make sense that Rameir would only be speaking about a case when it's not Hevi Shlish, not after it's already Hevi Shlish. Rameir would not say after it's Hevi Shlish that it's still not called a Katsira. That's why Rabbi Meir does not line up with Rabbi Shimon. Ella, I think this is where we left off. Ella, the last row of the line is Ella, about 15 lines before the end of the page. Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda amra. It must be Rabbi Meir is going like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Damar emasai b'zman sheyischil ad shelo hevishlish. Where Rabbi Yehuda says kotzer l'shachas is not called a katsira so long as you're cutting it before it grew a shlish. That's what Rabbi Meir is assuming, that if you cut it before it grows a shlish, that's when it's not called a katsira. Avlim hischil ad shevishlish. Aser, but if you begin the katsira after it's Hevi Shlish, after it grows one third, then it's aser. So says Gemara, no, Rabbi Meir doesn't line up with Rabbi Yehuda either, because Emer de Shamitle de Rabbi Yehuda the behema la adam mi Shamitle dimkein havelu tlasa tanai. Where does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's okay where does Rabbi Yehuda say that katsira ad shalom Hevi Shlish is not called the katsira? That's only when you're cutting it for the sake of behema, but not when you're cutting it for the sake of Adam. When you're cutting it for the sake of Adam, then it's going to be Aser. And how do I know that Rabbi Yehuda assumes that when you're cutting it for the sake of Adam, it's going to be Aser? Because we're assuming that there are only two shitos of Tanaim in our Mishnah, not three. Remember we said there was a statement, Stam, that the Mishnah made, that Kotzer l'shachas machal behema. Then we had Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Shimon. So one could have understood, Kotzer l'shachas machal behema is a shita of a Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with it, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that, so that there are three shitos. But the Gemara says, no, it's more likely that there are two shitos. And the raya that there are two shitos is that whenever we have emasai, it's always lefarish. Whenever a Tana, you have a statement of a Tana, and then another Tana says emasai, he's not coming to be cholek, he's coming to be mefarish. He's saying, what did this Tana Kama mean? Rabbi Yehuda is saying, when is it true that you're allowed to be kotzer for the sake of a behema? That's only at shalom Levi Shlish. But even then, it's only when it's for the sake of a behema, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that, whereas Rabbi Shimon would, Rameir would hold that, even when it's for the sake of Adam. So that's why Reb Meir does not line up exactly with Rabbi Yehuda. So Ella says the Gemara, rather, who is Rabbi Meir going like? Kiyos Rav Dimi Amar Reb Meir b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amar. Reb Meir is going like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, his Rabbi. We didn't have Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. It's a different sheet of Rabbi Akiva also in regards to Peah. Da'af la'adam nami lo'av yekatsira. Rabbi Akiva holds that even if you're cutting shachas for the sake of Adam, still it's not called a katsira. How do we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that? Ditnan ha'menamr sadav shir bo kolachim lachim. If a person is spotting his field, meaning he's cutting patches in his field, he's harvesting different patches throughout the field, and he leaves kolachim lachim, Rabbi Akiva amr peya l'kolachim ve'achad. Rabbi Akiva says, well, you have to take peya now on each unharvested spot, because you cut certain spots, you are therefore making boundaries between the different parts of your field. Now over here you were harvesting for La'adam, you weren't harvesting Lebehema, and still that's it's one big peah. Rabbi Akiva only says that you chayv peah separately if you're cutting unripe, but if you're cutting ripened grain, lo, then Rabbi Akiva would not hold that din. So what do you see? That menamer l'klayos is similar to shach. That's not hivya shlish, that your coats are for the sake of Adam, and nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva holds it's not called a katsira. It actually makes boundaries between your fields. It's not called a katsira. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that when you cut something that's lo hivya shlish, even if you're cutting it la'adam, you're not cutting it la'behema, that's not called a katsira, and if it's not called a katsira, it's going to divide up your field into multiple fields. So says Gemara, Eini, is that really so? V'akiyas Ravanam Rabbi Yochanan, Mechayiv Hayu Rabbi Akiva Af B'menamer Le'otzer. But we learned that Rabbi Akiva is Mechayiv in separate peos, even when you're Menamer Le'otzer, which means even when it's more than one third grown. So Savar L'Kavase B'chada O'Palagale B'chada. So the Gemara says, yeah, maybe that's true. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Akiva on one count, but not on both counts. Rabbi Meir would not hold like Rabbi Akiva that it's af b'menamer li'otzer. He would hold that it's only true that it actually divides up the field because it's not called a katsira when it's less than one third grown. But even if you're being kotzer la'adam. So when all the dust settles, what happens in our Gemara? So the basic summary of the sugya is as follows: when it comes to being kotzer l'shachas, there's a machlokas tanaim if that's called katsira or not called Katsira. L'may nafkamina, whether Kotz L'Shachas is called Katsira or not, two nafkaminas we saw. Number one, in our Mishnah, are you allowed to do it before the Katsira Sa'omer? If it's not called the Katsira, then yes, you're allowed to do it before the Katsira Sa'omer. If it is called the Katsira, you're not allowed to do it before the Katsira Sa'omer. And the second nafkamina is Legabe, the mitzvah of Peya. If it's not called a Katsira, so then it's going to be mafsik between different fields for Peya. If it is called the Katsira, it's not mafsik between different fields, it's just the beginning of the harvesting of that big field. So there are four Tanaim, four shitos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if your coats are l'shachas, with grain that's not yet one third grown, and you intend for animal consumption, not for human consumption, then that is not a ktsira, and therefore you're allowed to do that before the Karban Omer, and it's going to divide up your fields in regards to peya. But if you're maschil with that ktsira prior to one third growth, then you're even allowed to be mamshich and continue to be kotzer after it's mevi shlish, as long as you're maschil when it's still under one third grown. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon holds that if you're kotzer l'shachas, whether it's hivya shlish or lo hivya shlish, it's not called a ktsira, and therefore you're allowed to do it before the Omer, and therefore it would divide up your field for peah. Machlokas Rishonim within Rabbi Shimon, if Rabbi Shimon is matir when you're kotzer l'shachas for Adam, or only when you're kotzer l'behema. The Gemara never dealt with that explicitly. Rav Meir's shita is that when you kotzer l'shachas from grain that's not yet one third grown, even if your kavana is la'adam, that's not called a ktsira. And therefore, it would divide up the field for peya, and it would not be asr to do before ktsira sa'omer. And Rabbi Akiva is a machlokas amorayim, it seems. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel held that Rabbi Akiva is exactly like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir was in fact following the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Akiva is matir, even when you're kotzer la'otzer, la'achra va'ashlish, even when you're kotzer for the sake of Adam, and it's already grown past one third. So those are the four shitos and tanaim. Now it seems that we have a stira in the psak of the Rambam. Because remember, we said there are two nafkaminas. It's one issue whether ktsira, whether something is called a ktsira or not, and two nafkaminas. So the Rambam, we find a stira. The Rambam, Tmidin Musaf and Perg Zayin, Halachat Hazvav, Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that if your kotzer l'shachas before the grain is one third grown, it's not a ktsira asura. You're allowed to do that before the ktsira sa'omer. So the Rambam paskins before one third grown, you're allowed to be kotzer before the ktsira sa'omer. Yet when it comes to peya, the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim Parak Gimel Halacha Dalet writes that if your kotzer b'sadeu tvua shlo evia shlish, if your kotzer grain that's not yet one third grown, that's considered a legitimate ktsira, and it's not mafsik between your fields unless you also plow it. So the Rambam seems to split his psak. When you cut grain that's not yet one third, is that called a ktsira or not? The Rambam seems to assume in regards to the isra of ktsira l'fnei omer that it's not called a ktsira, and in regards to peya that it is called a ktsira. This is the problem in the Rambam. So the Lecha Mishnah in Tmidin Musafin is miyashiv the Rambam that when the Rambam talks about hefsek l'peya, it's talking about a case where you were kotzer la'adam, where your kotzer are having in mind that you're kotzer for the sake of a person, where even Rabbi Yehuda's moda that that's called ktsira, whereas by the isra of ktsiras chadash, the Rambam was only matir when you're kotzer l'behema. Kotzer l'shachas, the Rambam was referring to a case dafka of kotzer l'behema. So that's how he's miyashiv the Rambam. Now the Taras HaKodesh is a bit of a fancier explanation. Taras HaKodesh says really the din of chadash and peya are totally different dinim. By chadash, the ikur iser is taloi if you have a maisa ktsira or you don't have a maisa ktsira, and tevua that has not yet grown one third, the heter that you have is mitzad that the grain is not a bas ktsira. The grain is not ready for ktsira, and therefore whatever you do to that grain is not going to be called a legitimate ktsira unless it's achshavei, unless you have in mind that you want this to be a ktsira l'adam. So your machshavos could take something that be'etzem isn't a ktsira and make it a ktsira. Tvua that it is one third grown, even if you cut it lebehema, it's aser, because the tvua mitzad atzma is a bas ktsira, meaning the tvua itself is something that's royal ktsira. And when you cut grain that's one third grown, that is ktsira, whatever's going through your mind, whatever your kavanos are. But tvua shalohi via shlish, that you're being kotzer lebehema, it's not something that's royal ktsira. You never had achshave, you never thought to make it a ktsira by being kotzer l'adam, and that's why you're allowed to be kotzer it. So says the Taras HaKodesh, based on that, the ikur heter by kotzer lebehema on tvua that's less than one third grown is not because you're being kotzer lebehema. The ikur heter is that tvua that's not one third grown, it's not called a ktsira. The fact that you're being kotzer lebehema just means you're not kotzer l'adam. You never had an achshave to take this action, which is not really a ktsira, and make it a ktsira. As opposed to when it comes to the hefsek bepeya, if you're kotzer l'shachas in the middle of your field, the issue is not does it have a shame ktsira or not. Because even if it's just the if you just have the haschala shel ktsira, that would be enough. And since if you're kotzer la'adam, that would be considered a ktsira. So when you're kotzer l'behema also, it might be a haschalas ktsira, and therefore it's not going to be mafsik, because that's ra'ui to have been a ktsira la'adam. It could have been a haschalas ktsira that would end up being a ktsira la'adam, and that's all you need in regards to peya. And with that, he says, that's why it's not perhaps not a stira in the Rambam. Of course, it's a fancy explanation, but it seems to be against the Gemara, meaning it's a logical explanation, but it seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara clearly associates the two halachos with each other. Okay, vayter in the Gemara now. We're on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, two dots. Kotzer mipnei Netilos mipnei Beis Avil mipnei Beis Medrash. So we said that you're allowed to be kotzer the grain before the Ksiris Omer for Netilos, if there are trees around there, and for Beis Avil in order to get move things out of the way, so you could do the Birchas Avelim, and also if people need a space to learn, and there's all this grain in the way, so you can cut it out of the way. So my time, why are you allowed to do all these things? Isn't there an Isra of Ksira before the Ksiris Omer? Where did that Isra go? So the Gemara said, no, Ksirchem. Torah says, Ksirchem Amrachmana, velo Ksir Mitzvah. The Torah uses the term Ksirchem. We darshan, yes, what are you not allowed to harvest before the Ksiris Omer? Ksirchem, your own Ksira. This is a Ksir Mitzvah, and therefore it's not subject to that same Isra. Rav Elchanan writes, in Kovetz Aris and Simen Memches Os Yud Aleph, that the Yisod Heter of Ksir Mitzvah is not that we made a Heter for Ksir Mitzvah. The Yisod of the Heter is that it's not Ksir Chem. Anytime your coats are for a mitzvah, it's not for you. The point is not that it's a mitzvah and the great value of a mitzvah overrides the iser. Nothing to do with the great value of a mitzvah. Of a mitzvah so chashuv, no, that's not what it's about. The point is that it has to be your ktsira. And if it's l'shem mitzvah, it's not your ktsira. So says Rav Chana, now I understand that what if you're doing a ktsira l'shem a mitzvah midrabanan? So is that called Ktsir Chem? So if you're going to say that in order to override this Isra d'Oraisa of being Kotzer l'fnei d'Yomer, you need the Chashivas of a mitzvah, well then it would have to be a mitzvah d'Oraisa. Meaning in order to override an Isra d'Oraisa, you got to put on your d'Oraisa glasses and say, do I have a mitzvah or do I not have a mitzvah over here? So it would have to be a mitzvah d'Oraisa. But if the Vart is, no, the only thing that's Usher is when you're doing it for your own sake. But if I'm doing it for the sake of a mitzvah, even midrabanan, bottom line is, it's not for my own sake. I don't care whether the Torah considers it a mitzvah or not. Bottom line is, my kavanah is not for myself. So mela, I'm allowed to do such a ketzira before the ketzira somer. Rav Chanan says, that's why it makes sense that nichum avelim is on the list. L'chor, that's only a mitzvah midrabanan, nichum avelim. And that's not a problem over here, because the yisod heter is ketzir chem. That's not so pasha that nichum avelim though is only midrabanan. The Rambam hilchsav al perak yudalet alach Aleph writes that Nichum Avelim is only Midrabanan, but Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted in Tos Yantiv in the third paragraph of Brachos, and Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah Shorash Aleph writes that Nichum Avelim is a mitzvah min HaTorah, it's a mitzvah d'Oraisa. So the Yad David, and the Yad David says, different than Rav Chanan, he says, no, you know why Nichum Avelim is on the list? Don't you need mitzvahs d'Oraisa? If it's only the Shem Mitzvah, we allow this is d'Oraisa? He says, Nichum Avelim, even according to the Rambam, is a kiyum d'Oraisa. It's included in the mitzvah v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. The Rambam says v'yahavta l'recha kamocha is not mechayev any given act, but many other mitzvahs that you do are a fulfillment of v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. For instance, bikur cholim. What? I have to go look at hospital lists and find out where every sick person is and go visit the sick. There's no chiyuv of bikur cholim, but every time midoraisa, but every time you do bikur cholim, you're being mechayev a mitzvah d'oraisa. So maybe the Yad David suggests, maybe that's why Nichum Avelim is on the list, that it's a kiyum d'oraisa of Yahavta l'recha kamocha. Unlike Rav Elchanan says, not drabanan, but all you need is that not be ketzir chem, and this is not ketzir chem, even when you're fulfilling a mitzvah midrabanan. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. V'lo yasa krichos aval menichan tzvasayim, that when you have these heterim to cut, you shouldn't make it up in bundles, you just leave it out in the field open. So my time, why? Dekam de'ef sholot tarchinan. As much as possible, we don't want you to be matriach. The Lechora, that's a little difficult. The Karanora asks, what do you mean? We don't want you to be matriach. What's the Isser in making krichos? What's the Isser in making bundles? The Isser was ktsira. So the Karanora explains that since the ktsira itself, Lechora, should be Asser, we only allowed it for the sake of a mitzvah. So you don't want to do krichos, which is a tircha, because then it looks like it was a ktsira shel rishus. It's megala on your ktsira. When you go and making krichos out of it, it makes it look like you aren't just getting something out of the way in order to do a mitzvah. It makes it look like you're actually gathering the grain to gather the grain. You harvested the grain to harvest the grain. So it takes away from the mitzvah element and makes it look like it's less of a mitzvah. Okay, weiter. Mitzvah somer lavi menakama. We said the mitzvah somer is to bring from standing grain. Tan Rabban, Vim Takrav Minchas Bikurim, Matam Lomar, Lefishamit Somer Lavi Minakama, Minayin Shim Lomatsa Minakama, Yavi Mina Omrin. How do I know that if you don't bring from the Kama, you can even bring from bundled grain. So tamalomar takriv. That's what the pasuk says, takriv. So davaracher takriv l'fishu mitzvah lahavi min alach. Or we can learn from takriv another din. We're going to learn three, perhaps four dinim from takriv that which were mentioned in the Mishnah. Three of them were mentioned in the Mishnah. That it said that the mitzvah is really to bring from moist grains. How do I know that if you can't find moist grains, you should bring from dry? Tamalomar takriv. That's what takriv tells you. Just bring. Davaracher takriv v'shematzol l'ksor b'layla. Minayin shem l'ksor b'yom kasher v'dochas Shabbos. How do I know that even if you do the ksira during the day, that that's also kasher and it's dochas Shabbos? Tamalomar takriv. Takriv kol. So to review, what did we learn? We learned takriv kol shehu. Takriv mikol makom. Takriv v'afilu b'Shabbos, takriv, and then we add one more, takriv v'afilu b'tumah. We learned that your makriv, even if it's from bundled up grain, we learned that your makriv, even if it's dried up grain, we learned that your makriv even on Shabbos, and your makriv afilu b'tumah. So that's those are the various limudim from takriv. In the Taras HaKodesh, he just makes a ha'ara. We keep bringing this drasha. How do I know that it's still kosher if you don't fulfill this din l'chadchila? How do I know it's still kosher if you don't fulfill that din? All these different dinim of bringing it lach and bringing it minakama, all these things. Says the Taras HaKodesh, wait a second. We have a rule throughout Kachim. We've been saying it over and over and over again. First came up on Zvachim Dav Dalet, and it's come up many, many times since then, that by kachim, you always need shana lava kasav la'akev. For anything to be ma'akev, it needs to say it twice. If it doesn't say it twice, then you know it's not ma'akev, period. So why do I need a separate limit over here to tell me? How do I know if you do this, that's kasher too? What do you mean, how do I know? It's kachim. It doesn't say it twice that you need it. So mela, it's going to be kasher b'dieved. So says the Taras HaKodesh, no, we know that if you're over in your makrivit, that that's going to be kosher, that b'dieved the tzibur is yotzei the chiyuv, and chadosh becomes hutar. But we would have thought that so long as you haven't been makrivit the karban mincha yet, you're not allowed to be makriv such a karban mincha, because by taking minakama, you're being mevatel din d'oraisa. Meaning, if I already gathered the grain, by not taking minakama, rather, if I already gathered the grain, but I gathered dry grain, so I would say, well, who says that's b'dieved? It's l'chadchila. I still haven't done the mitzvah of the akrava. So maybe this would be considered a l'chadchila situation, that I would be in violation of the mitzvah of l'chadchila by going and being makriv what I've already gathered, what I've already collected for the sake of the karban. So that's why I need the drasha to tell me that we treat this like a b'dieved situation, even though you haven't actually been makriv yet. That's still going to be considered like a b'dieved kind of situation. Okay, niktzar b'yom kasher. We had said that if you do the ktsira b'yom, it's kosher. So Vatanan, we have Mishnah, Kol Laila Kosher L'Ksira Sa'omer, U'Lahakter Cholav Me'Varim, that the entire night is kosher for Ksira Sa'omer, and it's kosher to burn the Cholav Me'Varim on the Mizbech. This is a Mishnah Megillah, where the Mishnah goes through all those things that are mitzvasan b'yom, and those things that are mitzvasan b'layla. So the Mishnah says, Zaklal, here's the rule. Davar Shem Mitzvasa Kol Yom, Kosher Kol Yom. Davar Shem Mitzvasa B'Layla, Kosher Kol Laila. Anything that the mitzvah is to do during the day, you could do all day long. Anything the mitzvah is to do at night, you could do all night long. Katani Laila Dumid Yom, but we compare mitzvahs of Laila and mitzvahs of Yom to each other. Madi Yom B'Layla Lo, after Laila B'Yom Nami Lo. So wait a second. Therefore, that which is a mitzvah to do during the day, you're not allowed to do at night. And that which is a mitzvah to do at night, you should not be allowed to do during the day. So why do we assume that if you niktzar b'yom, it's kosher? Ktziras Omer is one of those things that's mitzvasa b'layla. Shouldn't that by definition mean it's pasul b'yom, if it's mitzvasa b'layla? So that's the question mark right there. How can we say that it's kosher? That it's kosher b'yom? So Tosaf points out, he says, al karchu b'yom shalemachras ka'amar. We must be talking about the next day, the ibiyom shalafanav, because if we're talking about the previous day, then clearly this rule is not true. That something that's mitzvasa b'layla, that it can't even be done on the previous day, that's clearly not true. Because hare hektar chalavim dekshirim biyom shchitasan, hektar chalavim is kosher to do on the day of the shchita when you shecht it, we just wait till layla. So that's clearly the case. So v'tema says to us, now I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. Dim kein my kasha, lema masnisin dilma niktzar biyom kasher, hainu biyom shalafanav, kaktaras chalavim. Maybe when we say that if you do the ktsira during the day, it's kasher, doesn't mean you do the ktsira on the day of the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach. Maybe it meant you did the ktsira the day before. not the day after, not the day of. So not the day after that night. So it, and we know before it's still kosher because that we have by hekla chalav mevarin. So it says tells you shlomo doing ksiru l'shayich lechalik bin yom shalafanav liyom shalachrav kafin breish pirkin ksiru sfira. That when it comes to ksira, there is a special drasha that we cannot be mechalik between ksira bayom of one day and ksira bayom of another day. All ksira bayom is in the same category, and therefore there are no chilukim to be made. It's only by hekla chalav mevarin that we can make such a chiluk between yom shalafanav versus Yom Shala Achrav after already had a psalina. Fine. So anyway, so the Gemara has this kasha. How could we say that if you do the Ksir B'yom, it's kasher? The Mishnah Megillah sounds like it says that anything that's Misasa B'layla can only be done B'layla. So Amarabba lo kasha HaRebbe V'HaRebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. It's Machlokas! Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Ditanya, haya omer makrav minchas haomer v'nitmeis. If a person was bringing the carbon omer and became tamei, im yesh acheres. If the carbon became tamei, im yesh acheres. If there's other carbon that you could bring that's not tamei, omer lo havei acheres tachteha. You say go ahead and bring another one, even if it's still b'mechubar. You're allowed to be kotzer. You're allowed to be toche and do whatever you can in order to get tahar grain. But if there's no acharis, if there's no other grain available, so then they tell you, okay, be smart about it, don't make a big deal about it, just continue on with the avoda, don't talk about, oh look, we're doing this betumah, but just go ahead and keep bringing it. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Bein Kach, Bein Kach, Omer Havei Pekeach V'shtok, Shekol Omer Shnikso Shalach Mitzvah Sopasol. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon says, no, it's already daytime, you're already being Makrav of the Omer. Even if there is grain that's available in the fields, it's too late to do the ksira on that grain, because ksira sa'omer is not kosher during the day. So that's the machlokas. Is ksira sa'omer kosher during the day or not? Rebbe would say yes. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon would say no. So you have a ferish of machlokas tanaim, whether it's whether ksira sa'omer is kosher during the day. So the achronim point out, the Sfasemes, the Tshuvas HaNigyantif, the Briskarav, they point out from the kasha of the Gemara, we see that the Tana, when he says niksar b'yom kasher, it's not just that the mincha is kasher, it's that you're even fulfilling the mitzvah of ktsira. That's clear from the Gemara's kasha. Because if you were not fulfilling the mitzvah of ktsira, if niksar b'yom kasher only meant that the mincha is going to be kasher, but the mitzvah of ktsira, you're not mekayim when you're kotzer b'yom, then the Gemara's kasha would not have made sense. Because that which we said, niksar b'yom kasher, is just that the mincha is kasher. That which we say, kol laila is kasher l'ktsira somer, that's about the mitzvah of ktsira. Meaning we ask the stira, kol Lila's kasher l'ksira somer. It sounds like the day is not kasher l'ksira somer. How can we say nixer b'yom kasher? Well, maybe nixer b'yom kasher means the carbon is going to be kasher. Kol Lila kasher l'ksira somer, but day is not, means the mitzvah of ksira is not fulfilled during the day. So you see that Achron point out. You see that when we say that it's nixer b'yom kasher, means even the mitzvah of ksira is fulfilled. Okay, weiter. Amr Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, b'shitas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbo shel Aviv Amra. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon was following the shita of Rabbi Akiva, his father's Rebbe, meaning Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who said that you're not allowed to be kotzer during the day under any circumstances, follows Rabbi Akiva's shita, which sounds like Rebbe does not follow Rabbi Akiva's shita. We'll get back to that later. Ditznan, what's Rabbi Akiva's shita? Klalam Rabbi Akiva. The rule is any malacha you could have done from Erev Shabbos cannot be Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Lazar de Milo, who holds that Machshirei Milah are Docha Shabbos, that you're even allowed to cut the wood, to make the fire, to sharpen the knife, whatever, all that you're allowed to do on Shabbos for the sake of Bris Milah, Rabbi Kiva says no. Anything that could have been done before Shabbos must be done before Shabbos, and is therefore not going to be Docha Shabbos. So he holds like Rabbi Akiva in that sense. The Savor like Rabbi Shmuel, Domer Ksira Somer Mitzvah, and he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that holds Ksira Somer as a mitzvah. The Tanan Rabbi Shmuel Omer Macharish Rishus Af Katzir Rishus Yatz Ksiris Omer She Mitzvah. He holds Beferish the Ksiris Omer is a Mitzvah. V'Isal Kedaitach Nixar Shalok Mitzvah So Kasher. If you would hold that when your coats are during the day that it's Kasher, Amay Dochi Shabbos Nixarei Me'erev Shabbos. Then why would it ever be Docha Shabbos? Meaning we know that Ksiris Omer is Docha Shabbos. So it must be that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds if Ksiris Omer is Docha Shabbos, it must be that he holds that it's that Ksira B'yom is possible. Because if Ksira B'yom were kosher, Rabbi Akiva rather, Masal Ksira Bayom is possible. Because if Ksira Bayom were kosher, then it wouldn't be Docha Shabbos. Because anything that you could do during the day, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So that's the Raya that Rabbi Akiva must hold like Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, or rather Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon is holding like Rabbi Akiva, that Ksira Bayom is absolutely possible. Tosfos just points out, wait a second. Afgav de l'chachila mitzvasa b'layla, kiven de diyavid kasher lavi dumyu de tamid. He says, wait a second. Maybe you can't cut it. It's not something that could be labeled as something that could be done me'erev Shabbos, even though ktsira b'yom is kasher, because ktsira b'yom is only kasher b'diyavid. Ktsira b'layla is the mitzvah l'chachila. How do you know that that's called something that's efshar to do an erev Shabbos? What if it's efshar to do an erev Shabbos, but it would be a lesser mitzvah if I do it on Erev Shabbos? The Tosfos says, maybe this is called not Efshar to do on Erev Shabbos, even though it's kosher if I would have done it on Erev Shabbos, but it's not ideal, and it's only B'diavad. So that's the point Tosfos raises. So he says, no, still lo avi dumyu d'tamid, d'chsiv bei b'moe, lomar d'dachi Shabbos, m'stavra d'dumyu d'tamid b'inan. No, we need it to be similar to Tamid, in which, where the only option is to do it on Shabbos, where it's not even B'diavad, it wouldn't even be kosher B'diavad on Erev Shabbos. Only something that's like the Tamid, where you must do it on Shabbos, only that would be Docha Shabbos. Element Docha Shabbos Shmamina Nixa Shloka Mitzvah Sopasol. So you see, Rabbi Kiva, from the fact that the Ksira Somer is Docha Shabbos, it must be that when you do the Ksira Somer by Yom, it is Pasol. So Frank the Gemara, wait a second. V'Rebbe Lav Talmidid Rabbi Shimonu. What is Rebbe not a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon? Because what did we say? Rabbi Shimon was following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, his father's Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe. So wait a second, but Rebbe himself was also a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, Amar Rebbe Kshin in the Maiden Torah, Eitzel Rabbi Shimon, Bitakoa. When we were learning Torah by Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, Hayinu Malin Lo Shemin Valuntis, Mechatz Legag, Megag Mekarfif, 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 Acher, Adshon Magin, Lemayin Shon Rochzinbo. We would bring his tablet for him into all these different Carmelios, all these different Makomos that had a din of a Carmelis, until we got to the place where he was bathing. But bottom line is, Rebbe's also Talmud Rabbi Shimon, so shouldn't he also hold like Rabbi Shimon? So no, Rebbe, Savalaki Idach to Rabbi Shimon. Rebbe happens to hold like a different statement of Rabbi Shimon. When Rebbe says that the Ksiras HaOmer, when Rebbe is the one who said the Shita, that you could even do the Ksiras HaOmer by Yom, he's going like a different Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Detanya, Am Rabbi Shimon, Bo Rei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Rabbi Shimon says, look how beloved a mitzvah is in its proper time. Shari Hector Chalavim Veivarim K'sherim Kol HaLayla V'lo Yamamtan Lanat Shetech Shach. What's the Raya that a mitzvah B'Shaita is so valuable? You're even Mechal Shabbos just for the sake of a mitzvah B'Shaita. You're allowed to burn the Chalavim Veivarim all day. So you bring Karbanos all day Friday. Technically, you could burn the Chalavim Veivarim all day on Friday. And yet, since the Ikur Mitzvah is supposed to be that the Hector Chalavim Veivarim is done at night, you wait till Friday night, and you're allowed to burn the Hector Chalavim Veivarim then. You're allowed to do the Hector Chalavim Veivarim then. So what do you see? That Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, how beloved it is to do Mitzvah in its right time, we even allow Chilul Shabbos for the sake of Mitzvah B'Shaita. So Enochinami, Ktsira B'Yom is kosher, but still Rebbe is going to say, for the sake of doing the mitzvah b'shaita, ktsira b'layla, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. That's the shita of Rebbe. So even though Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon seemed to be lined up better with the shita of Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe would still say, kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, lo shmielei, wait, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon never heard of this din of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that you're even allowed to be mechal Shabbos for chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Why does Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon not apply it to ksiras homer? Why, when it comes to Ksiras Omer, does Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon say, sorry, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos to do the Ksira during the day? What do you mean? What happened to Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? El Shaini Hasam, Shrei Dachsa Shchita Sa Shabbos. No, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon would hold, by the Hector Chalam Veivarim, it's different because you've already begun the process. Shchita is Docha Shabbos, so therefore you could do the Hector as well. That's when we say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is going to be Docha Shabbos. But something that has not yet been Docha Shabbos, you don't begin a Dechia Shabbos, you don't start new Dechia Shabbos. So that's the Chilik that Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon makes. So I asked the Gemara, and Rabbi doesn't make that chiluk. Rabbi Hachinami dachsa shchita shabbos. Elikasav Rabbi Ksiris Omer Lo Dachin Shabbos. So rather we change our tune and we say, no, you know what? Rabbi holds Ksiris Omer is not Docha Shabbos. We said before that Rabbi holds Ksiris Omer is Docha Shabbos. Now we change our mind. Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita is not a good enough reason because you can't bring the example of Hektu Chalav Mevarim. We change our mind. Rabbi must really hold Ksiris Omer is not Docha Shabbos. Frak the Gemara Velo. Does Rabbi really hold Ksiris Omer is not Docha Shabbos? Vatnan V'Cham Omrim Echad Shabbos V'Echad Chol Mishalosh Hayabah. That the Chum say that both on Shabbos and on Chol you would bring three sitin of grain. So don't you see that even on Shabbos you're doing Ksiras HaOmer? Says Mar Talok Rabbi. Yeah, that mission is going against Rabbi. Okay, what about this one? V'chomrom echad Shabbos ve'echad Chol b'shlosha b'shalosh kupos b'shalosh magalos. That you'd have three men working and they'd have three instruments, but it's on Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So don't you see Ksiras HaOmer Zalcha Shabbos? Nah, Talok Rabbi. That's also that line of Mishnah is also going against Rabbi. Okay, what about this one? U'b'Shabbos Yom Lam Shabbos Zoo. Remember we had whole thing about how they'd make a big public event about it. They would announce, should we do this? Yeah, should we do it even on Shabbos? Yeah, do it even on Shabbos. They'd have they'd make a whole show out of it. So don't you see they're doing it even on Shabbos? Not the Lok Rebbe. That's also going not like Rebbe. Maybe Rebbe in fact holds that Ksiris HaOmer is not Ocha Shabbos. Now this concept, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that we mentioned over here, is a major discussion in the Achronim about several concepts that sound like they are similar to each other, but maybe they are not exactly the same as each other. You have this concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, you have Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvos, Shiyoi Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, not to delay any Mitzvos. So what's the difference between all these concepts? So some of the Acharon Mitzlach, Mesechus Brachos, Tav Chaf, says that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita has nothing to do with Zrizin Makdim Mitzvos or Shiyoi Mitzvah Lo Mashinan. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita means that you should do the Mitzvah during an Iker Zman and not be dochet to something that's not the Iker Zman. Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvah says, within the Iker Zman of the Mitzvah, you should do it as early as possible, within the time frame that is the Iker Zman. So Ksiras HaOmer is Belaila. The Iker Zman is Belaila. So Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita would tell you, do it Belaila and not B'Yom, where maybe you'd be Kasher B'Di'evet. At some point we thought that, according to Rebbe, you'd be Kasher B'Di'evet, but it's less than ideal. Better to do it in the ideal time, rather than push it off to a less ideal time. That's Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvahs tells you, you're doing it at night, you can do the Ksir Somer at night, do it as early in the night as possible. That's Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvahs. So they're very different concepts from each other. There are Achronim that say that Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita does relate to Shiur Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, to not delaying Mitzvah the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillin and Simon Chafei, where the Ramah says in Hilchos Tefillin, if you have Tefillin Mezumanim Biyado, you have Tefillin, but for some reason you don't have a Talus, you don't have to wait till you get a Talus, the Ramah says, just put on Tefillin right away, and when you get a Talus later, you'll put on the Talus. Says the Magen Avraham, because Shiur Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, even though you might say that later on you'll be able to do the mitzvah in a better way because it's better to put on tefillin together with the talis, so maybe you'll say better to delay it. He says, no, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So he uses the terminology, shiur mitzvah l'mashinan, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, interchangeably. He uses them together. So Magen Avraham seems like he applies them as, he assumes that they're connected to each other at the very least. Bidin Sion writes that on Shabbos itself, there's no kepeda to be maktim naktara by 1 or 2 hours. So the main kepeda is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, is that it be done by Laila. There's no din of zrizin of doing the aktaras chalav mevarim earlier in the evening. That's what Bin Tzion writes in Simon Lamentes in a Tshuva. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece about this in Milchus Asher, I think on Parshas Vayera, I think it is, where he goes through and he tries to show how each of these concepts are different from each other. He adds in another one, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos. Right, that Shiur Mitzvah Mashinah, Zrizin Makdim Mitzvos, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos, and Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita tries to show that there are four different concepts, and he says Rishonim all the time confuse them. He said, not necessarily confuse them, they'll use the terms in not their technical, without their technical definitions. But he said, if you look in all the Makaros in Chazal clearly have four separate definitions. Once Rav Asher Weiss say that of all of the pieces he ever wrote in Torah, this is his favorite piece. This biur of the difference between these different concepts. He said, just like sometimes parents have a favorite child that they love more than the rest, he said, he has this favorite piece of Torah that he loves more than the rest, which always stuck with me as strange. I don't know. Favorite child, mother. Okay, anyway, so let's go weiter. Nixer b'yom kasher v'dochas Shabbos. If it's nixer b'yom, it's kasher and it's dochas Shabbos. So man shalom leib domer nixer b'yom kasher. Who's the one that says ksiru somer could be done by day? Rebbe. Rebbe's the one that holds it could be done by day. If katani dochas Shabbos and it still says that it's dochas Shabbos. My love ksira. So don't you see that the ksira somer is dochas Shabbos? So that's more low lakrava. Maybe it just means that lakrava is dochas Shabbos. But the ksira low, but the ksira is not dochas Shabbos. I have a tanya, but we have a brisa. Rebbe yomer v'edab moshes moadei Hashem matam. Lomar, what's the pasuk coming to teach me? Levi shalol lemanu el tamanu pesach shnemer b'mado b'mado v'afilu b'shabbos b'mado v'afilu b'tuma. I would only know about the carbon tamanu carbon pesach that you're allowed to bring those on Shabbos because the pasuk says b'mado, which teaches me it could even be done on Shabbos, it could even be brought b'tuma. Shar carbonos atzibur minayin. How do I know that other carbonos atzibur can also be brought on Shabbos? Can also be brought b'tuma. Tam lomar. Eile tasu Hashem b'moadechem. Minayin l'rabos omer v'hakari v'mo shtei alechem v'hakari v'mahen. How do I know that you're allowed to bring the omer and that which goes along with it? The shtei alechem and that which goes along with it. How do I know that's allowed to be done on Shabbos as well? Tam lomer idaber Hashem b'moadei Hashem. Hakosav kava moed l'kulan. So the Torah says the moed works for all of them. You're allowed to bring all of them on Shabbos. So what do we mean by omer on Shabbos? What are we talking about? What are you doing with the omer on Shabbos? Lamai, ilim lahakrava shtei alechem minei hakrava ninu. If we're talking about being makrav on the mizbeach, well, you aren't makrav shtei alechem on the mizbeach. And we said the omer and the shtei alechem you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Do what? Can't be akrava because shtei alechem doesn't have akrava. El pshita letchina v'arkada. So it must be by the shtei alechem we're talking about grinding and sifting and doing all that. The kavasaga bayomer, the parallel bayomer, le ktsira. Sounds like you're allowed to do the ktsira of a kadach yasa Shabbos. So there you have a raya that ktsira sa omer is docha Shabbos. Ella says, no, omer la krava, v'shtei alechem la fia. Maybe it's not the ktsira of the omer, it's the krava of the korban omer. And what's the parallel in shtei alechem? Shtei alechem doesn't have a krava. You don't burn shtei alechem on the mizbech. The parallel of shtei alechem to a krava is a fia, is the baking of the shtei alechem. V'ksava Rebbe tanur mekadesh, I afila me'atmal ivsala belina. Rebbe holds that by baking it, you're being mekadesh, the tanur is din v'klishares, that's mekadesh the bread, and therefore it's docha Shabbos, because if you were to bake the bread on Erev Shabbos, it would be psolina. So you have to do it on Shabbos to bake the bread of the Shtei Alechem. So frankly, Gemara v'savar Rebbe, Tanur Mekadesh, does Rebbe really hold that the Tanur is Mekadesh? V'atanya, Kivsei Atzeres ein Mekadesh Nes Alechem, El B'shchita, the Kivsei Atzeres, we said, are not Mekadesh the Lechem, except for when you shech them. Ketzad, what does that mean? When you shech them, meaning with baking the lechem alone, it doesn't work, is the point. That it's dafka, when you shech the kifse atzeres, that's when the lechem becomes kadosh. Not when you bake the lechem. Ketzad, for instance, shechtan l'shman v'zorak daman l'shman, kidesh alechem. If you do the shechita l'shma, the zrika l'shma, now the lechem of the kifse of the shtei alechem became kadosh. Shechtan shalol l'shman v'zorak daman shalol l'shman, lo kidesh alechem. If you did everything with the kifse atzeres wrong, you did it all shalol l'shma, lechem does not become kadosh. Shacht on l'shman v'zorek dam shalol l'shman. What if you split? You did the shechita l'shma, but not the zrika. Halechem kadosh v'enu kadosh divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says it's somewhere in between. We already had all sugya explaining what that meant in Perkat Chelas. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, li olam enu kadosh ad sheyishchal l'shman v'zorek dam l'shman. He says no. You need to do everything l'shma if the lechem is going to have any kedusha. But bottom line is, what's the kasha that you see that it's according to Rebbe? It's not the afia that's mekadosh the shtei lechem. It's not the tanur that's mekadosh the shtei lechem. It is the of the Kivsei Atzeres. That's Mekadesh Shtei Alechem. So what? Why does that matter to us? That it's not the Afiyah that's Mekadesh Shtei Alechem? Because then when we're going to try to parallel which element of the Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos, it can't be the Afiyah that's Docha Shabbos. It must be the Harkada and the Tchina. And what's the parallel by Omer to Tchina and to Harkada? The parallel by Omer would be Ktsira. So if the Harkada and the Tchina Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos, the Ktsira is Docha Shabbos. Bottom line, therefore, Rebbe must hold Ksiras Omer is Docha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Amram Nachum Yitzchok, hukfu v'lo hukfu kamar. When we say that you shecht l'shman and you zorg dom l'shman, that you're mekadesh the lechem, it doesn't mean that's what gives the lechem the kedusha. In a chinami, the baking of the bread is what gives the lechem the kedusha. What we're saying is that it's nikva, that this lechem is now connected to these kvasim. That when you shecht l'shman and zorg l'shman, so that's koveya, that the lechem is married now to these kvasim, that they're inseparable from these kvasim. But in a chinami, the kedusha itself might be kedusha b'tanur, might be kedusha in the oven. In which case, when we say the shtei alechem is docha Shabbos, it means the afia is docha Shabbos, and the parallel, therefore, by Omer is that that krava is docha Shabbos. But ktsiras Omer, according to Rabbi, is still not docha Shabbos, may not be done on Shabbos. Okay, Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll start with the next parak.